Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 92 of Active Reload. We're going to talk marathon today because that is the hot news topic.
Sadly,
they are sprinting to an inevitable delay, it looks like, and or cancellation, maybe?
Cancellation we'll is on the table.
Yeah, not out of the realm of possibilities. Because that'll be a depressing story, unfortunately. We'll talk about some good news after that, hopefully a little bit. And then get into the games releasing this week. And then we'll play our game.
And what we're playing. Boom.
Then we'll play our game.
Thanks, James.
Like, follow, subscribe. Okay, so in this week's version of Marathon continues to be a complete disaster.
Oh my gosh.
They are stealing more artwork over at Bungie. It's become a common occurrence.
This is like five times?
This is the fourth time they have done it now.
Oh my gosh.
Dating back to Destiny 2, they stole a design from a custom... I cannot believe I'm saying this. They stole a design from a custom-made Nerf gun
that somebody had made
for... whatever the one guy's character's pistol's name. I can't remember the name of it. They stole a design from that.
Nathan
got called
Fillion.
Out. Yeah, his character, Cade. Wow, Cade, I can't believe I pulled that out of my butt. And so also including that one, there's a couple more examples of it happening. I don't have all of them in front of me, they've done it multiple times. This will be their fourth time
stealing artwork. It sounds like the art director...
His name is Joseph Cross.
You can call him out. I guess I was going to leave that down.
It sounds like he has
meetings where they have inspiration boards and they pull inspiration. And it looks like he's just allowing this to happen to go from inspiration boards to right into the game.
So he came out on a live stream. Essentially what had happened was...
Yeah, tell everybody what happened.
This person who we pulled up their name... Anti-real. What's her?
I don't know. She's from Scotland. Her first name is Fern. I don't know.
There we go. Yeah.
She doesn't really want to be public.
Yeah. But she came publicly for this because there's a legitimate argument and not even an argument. I mean, cold closed case at this point that she has had artwork stolen by Bungie. And this is a lot of the artwork that was shown.
This is her as portfolio. Examples.
Yeah, this is her portfolio. And you can go through a lot of the trailers and the gameplay stuff and go and see like a lot of the examples that are just straight up ripped out of her artwork and her collection.
At one point, they have her name, Anti-Real, in one of the little ads, like little fake modernism graphic design ads.
Yeah.
And they just scratched out her name and put it on this game.
Yeah.
And it's pretty crazy.
As this trailer plays, we will probably see a couple of things that will end up not being theirs.
They came out and he addressed the whole situation, said there was a former employee that they must have fired.
Yeah, they said they fired them.
I don't believe that one bit. I don't think anybody was fired. I think it's his fault.
Yeah, they.
I mean, it has to be his fault at this point. He was and the art team were following this artist, Anti-Real, on Twitter for years. Am I correct on that?
Years and years. Yeah. Yeah.
So even if he didn't know that they were stealing the artwork, he at least saw it on the mood board and was like, you got to change it or do something. Right. Like, this is inspiration. We can't steal it. But apparently this is not in this guy's wheelhouse.
No. What I will to give him,
I will give him some credit.
Sort of benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
He has been making designs similar to this and similar to what we see in Marathon and these Marathon trailers and gameplays and whatnot. For probably about a decade, he'd worked on Destiny 2.
Yeah.
Destiny 2 does have a similar vibe to this.
I've seen his artwork. He's really good.
Yeah. He's a very talented artist.
He went to the same school as me at the same time.
That's true. Yeah.
Academy of Art University in San Francisco. He was a senior when I was a freshman.
You know, if you want to take a lesson away from this.
Yeah.
Don't steal art, number one, preferably. But if you're going to, be good at it. And you can have a long lasting career, Bungie, at the art directing department.
Here's my thing. I think he is really good at it.
Yeah. I think he's a good artist. I don't disagree with that.
I'm sure he's capable of doing this and he's capable of putting out a team that can make modernism graphic design.
Right.
Because that's what it is. Like. Her artwork is really good. Anti-Real.
Yeah.
It's really good, but it's the Ian Anderson school of modernism graphic design. It's like, think of Wipeout 1, 2, and 3. Mm-hmm.
I love that show.
The
not the show,
video game. Game, man. We're talking about a video game here.
I love all the red balls.
You say that so much. It's like one of the greatest games ever. But anyways, I think that he's capable of doing this, but I think he has found a way to just sneak in some lazy work. And I've said this on this show many times. Bungie's not hiring the best artists. I know this for a fact. They're just not. And a lot of them, when push comes to shove, they don't know how to do it. So they have made a culture of stealing artwork. Apparently, that's not even crazy for me to say.
No,
because it's happened multiple times. Well,
not only that, it's seemingly they have the culture and then they say that they fired the lone person that was doing it when maybe they did not. And it was actually just this person, Joseph Cross, feeding into the idea that you can kind of take whatever you want and maybe get away with it. I don't know. Again, I don't necessarily think that he had ill intent necessarily.
Oh yeah, right.
Are you kidding? I don't. It's hard to say.
Ill intent.
What I will say. Stealing
people's artwork.
Yes.
You're talking to an artist who's gotten my artwork stolen. Well, and my wife is going through it right now.
Yeah.
She's going through it right now.
Right. I mean, yeah, I don't disagree.
Happens all the time.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And
her statement was, I haven't been making a lot of money off this for the last 10 years. I don't even have the funds to fight it.
Right. And I do 100% agree that she should seek legal action for this.
Yeah. And apparently Bungie is in contact with her and they're negotiating something.
She should get the bag.
Yes.
For this.
And also, I mean, the entire aesthetic of this game looks like that style.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say the entire aesthetic is stolen from her. But she's acting as an art director at this point.
Well, at the very least, even the aesthetic's not stolen, but a lot of the accessories to the aesthetic look like they've been stolen from her. I mean,
some of them are completely lifted from her
artwork. Just straight up taken and put into the video game.
That's bad.
It's a really bad look.
That is bad.
The worst look was the apology from Joseph Cross that came out afterwards. They had their live stream for it. Well, and it wasn't a live stream just for the apology. It was a live, like an update live stream, essentially for the game. They couldn't show anything.
Yeah, because they're going through an audit.
They're right now actively being audited, so they couldn't show any. Well,
they're auditing themselves.
Right.
Well, hopefully, Cross isn't auditing
them.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So internal kind of, I guess.
Yeah.
But that's a big red flag. If they're not showing anything in their updates, that means that they're checking literally everything and they can't show anything until the audit's done.
I bet they're checking Destiny 2 right now, too.
You're probably not wrong. That's a good point. I didn't even think about that.
I mean, he's in a world of trouble. Even if it wasn't directly his fault, he's in charge of it. Come on.
He's the guy in the room.
He's the art director.
He's the director. I mean, the director will take the brunt of the...
He's the franchise art director.
He was the person seemingly doing it. They blamed the ghost, quote unquote, initially when the firing happened.
You mentioned that earlier this morning, and I totally fought against that.
Right.
I was like, no, they probably got rid of somebody. Now that I...
Right.
The more you dig into it, the more you dig into this, it is a huge controversy. This could derail the game completely.
It could... Not could. It seems like it is.
You're going to make a bet here pretty soon.
Yeah. So
I'll save that for later.
To tie this together, a lot of this newer information came out today with Joseph Cross, as well as some of the extent of the stolen assets that were taken. But even earlier in this week, we already had a report from Forbes and one of their senior writers at Forbes when it comes to games came out with a report regarding Bungie and the situation over there when it comes to Marathon. One of the quotes from this Forbes article was morale at the studio is in free fall. This is before
you say morale.
Morale.
Okay.
At the studio is in free fall. This is before the art stuff came out.
Yeah.
Morale at the studio is in free fall across all departments. The vibe, quote, the vibes have never been worse, end quote, is not you're not this putting is up looking a lot of
worse than Concord.
Definitely. This one's interesting as well that they put into this article. There are no hints about a delay from the September release date internally.
Okay.
I thought that was very interesting because this is before the Joseph Cross stuff came out and the extent of the art theft was put out there. But now I'm wondering if that's something they're definitely taking a look at. At the start of this month, May, Bungie pulled the plug on its main marketing plan, which included a new trailer for our new trailer in June, along with the launch of pre-orders as well.
I wonder why.
Yeah.
You wonder why?
They can't play the trailer because, you know.
Because it's well known that someone else's art that you didn't pay for is in it.
A lot of the assets that are in there are probably not theirs. Oh, man. Which is what insane.
A nightmare. This is a nightmare.
They also had a public beta test that was supposed to arrive in August. May possibly be changed into a, quote, roadmap of public play tests, end quote, with no actual details set yet. And then also reported and confirmed by Forbes was that internally at Sony and in Bungie, it would have to rank in the top five of NPD sales of the year in order for Marathon to be considered a success after now, release.
Is that because of a budget situation or is that just expectation?
It sounds like it's a budget thing.
Really?
Because they are apparently, well, I mean, if you think about Bungie, they've had budget cuts. They've fired a ton of people.
220 something.
Yeah, they've fired a bunch of people. And so now they're just trying to stay above water, it feels like. And for them to... The thing that makes me nervous is if they do delay this, which my bet, personally, for the episode and for everybody watching, my bet is that they are absolutely going to delay this video or this video game. I don't think there is a chance in hell, that they are going to release this video game this year.
I have a chance. I have a, because they're in talks with her. So if she agrees to just let, or to license her artwork or to just let it ride and get paid like a fat sum.
Yeah.
Then they're just going to, they're going to do it. No harm, no foul. I mean, definitely a foul.
Well, okay. But that, that also doesn't answer.
It's her artwork.
Yeah. 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 But that also doesn't answer the stuff before that where reviews of the public or the alpha not great.
I mean, yes, you're right. And you're still going to have to audit.
You're still going to have to audit everything that comes out after.
There could be other artists that are stolen.
Exactly. Yeah.
I can guarantee it.
Yeah.
I can guarantee it.
They were going to have their main marketing plan come out at the beginning of June. And again, this was before they were planning on doing it with the stolen artwork and everything. But because of the reaction from the public alpha or the, it's not a, it was a private alpha, wasn't it? Because of the private alpha.
But there, it was an NDA only alpha. And then all of a sudden they opened it up. So,
yeah,
I mean, they never invited me. I've been asking for months now.
And also the quote, the vibes have never been worse is that's not great. Also, and Bungie just is kind of getting dogpiled on by a bunch of former employees that had gotten fired as well. It's just a mess, dog man.
On them.
They're not great.
Oh man.
It feels like BioWare, like all over again.
Feels way worse than BioWare. The biggest problem I have is now you're good gracious.
Yeah. Good gracious. Whoa. You're
good gracious. Good
gracious. This is bad. Good
graces of the gaming community. Yeah. It's gone.
No, you don't have
With the Destiny taking out paid DLC, which a lot of people were upset about.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm upset about it. It does save room on the whole size.
But it's a giant game. If you were an avid Destiny player.
Yeah. I mean, and if I wanted to go do the Taken King again or whatever.
Yeah.
I think that's the first one.
That's the first one.
Either way, I can't. They've blocked paid content.
Yeah.
That made a lot of people mad. And they've stolen artwork multiple times. It's also made people mad. They went to Bungie.
Also on Destiny 2.
They, you know, are consulting for Sony, apparently. Rumors are. So they're not doing very well.
No.
Your tattoo on your arm.
Yeah, it's a Halo tattoo. This was their...
It was that stolen?
This was their prime. That's actually a good question. Could the person that made this logo come after me?
No, stop. Okay.
I guess we are making content with it on my arm.
Yeah, now we are.
So, again, copyright law. You know, that's a whole thing.
Stop showing it.
Well, yeah. Hey, Bungie, come after me. No. I'll make a GoFundMe as well.
Yeah, come after me. I'll be your art director.
Yeah. I don't think that's a job you want right now. That's not a job I would want right now. So, yeah, Bungie looks like in this entire game. And the other thing is, too, that's interesting is you and I, when this trailer first came out, a lot of the artwork we were mentioning, we were like, this looks kind of bland is not the right word.
Uninspiring.
Uninspiring. Yeah. Which is funny because it was inspired by somebody else.
Not only was it inspired.
It was straight up stolen from somebody else. I don't know. Yeah. And apparently just a lot of the messaging that has come across from Bungie regarding this game hasn't hit for a lot of the community, it feels like. And again, we talk about the pre-alpha, or the alpha did not go over very well, especially since Ark Raiders also came out at the same time.
Yeah, that's their beta, the big one.
And that one, seemingly people loved a lot more.
Yeah, it's being compared to Ark Raiders.
Yeah.
And it's really a lot better than Marathon. Apparently, I haven't gotten my hands on either of them. I played
Ark Raiders,
and it's really good.
Yeah.
But I mean, the hype is all for Ark Raiders, and now we have negative hype for Bungie. So.
Right. And also, really quickly, the funny part is one of my favorite things that has come out of this is, if you can see on the TV right now.
Yeah.
They're changing this part, which is essentially the tagline, to "plagiarism will make me god."
Yeah.
Which is a good good retort from the old community there.
Yeah.
It is. So yeah, it's
a mess.
It's a mess. Yeah. There are many times where we've come on this podcast and we're like, man, if Bungie could just go back to Halo,
I know
we would be so excited. And now I'm like, please stay away as far as possible. Please avoid it at all costs.
Now 343 or formerly 343, now Halo Studios.
Yeah.
Make a Halo game, man. And as long as you don't steal some artwork, you're going to be better than Bungie.
Which, pretty easy. Like, that feels like pretty.
It's very easy.
Yeah, that feels like pretty easy stipulation, I think.
Probably a little harder these days, actually, when I talk about it.
I don't know. The whole thing is just a.
Whatever.
Again, my Jimmy T guarantee. I have two of them in this.
Yeah,
in this
episode. Another one.
My first one, though, I don't think there's any shot that this game comes out in September. It's September 23rd is the release date.
It really sucks.
It's three months away.
I really need Sony to have a multiplayer game. It sucks, dude. This sucks.
The other thing is, too, if this releases and then it doesn't perform, do they pull the plug like they did on Concord too, Sony?
Yeah.
Because they've already shown that they will do it.
They will do it.
Yeah. Now, granted, this is a much bigger studio worth a lot more money, obviously, because that's what they paid. They paid $3.8 billion or whatever it was.
$3.6 billion.
Yeah. So I don't know. It
has gotten zero return. I mean, unless you count DLC for Destiny, which is not doing very well.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm concerned. Sony's going to go under. No, I don't know.
No, I think they're fine.
Microsoft will step in and be like, hey, we'll buy you.
I don't know. The console.
Can you imagine?
Console makers are not doing well at all.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey,
Except Nintendo.
Nintendo still has that slice of pie that they're untouchable. Speaking of Nintendo, before we go on to the next topic.
Yeah.
Did you see Cyberpunk 2077 run? I watched 30 minutes of it.
Yep.
I saw it on Nintendo Switch 2.
Yep.
Looked really good.
It looked great. And the 30 minutes is actually the extent from the start of their battery to the end, because they couldn't record anymore because it went to 0% after 30 minutes
playing
that game. So, yeah, it looks great. I don't know anybody that wants to play Cyberpunk 2077 on Nintendo Switch 2. I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense to me. You're playing it on drastically worse. No, he doesn't want to play it on Switch 2.
No, he's saying no. Dang it.
No, of course not. Because nobody wants to play it on Switch 2. Just play the Mario games on Switch 2. Zelda, Mario, that makes sense.
Whatever. Okay. I like the idea of a powerful handheld.
So do I. Doesn't exist yet.
Maybe I could just get a Steam Deck. Or a ROG Ally.
Yeah.
That looks pretty good right now, too. All right.
Good news. Anyways.
Hey, good news of the week.
Yeah. We're done with Marathon. Let's move on to good news. That's got some actual cool stuff, and it was Helldivers. They're continuing their, I was going to say, dive into stardom. I guess launch into stardom. They're diving in.
They're diving in.
Let's cut that. No, all right. Yeah, so they got a new major update. I thought I'd seen this, but this could be different from what I have seen.
Did this come out today?
This is out now. This feels like, I'm pretty sure this is like a launch trailer for this DLC. Yeah.
All that, the destruction looks great.
Yeah, it's the Illuminant is the name of the enemy.
Yeah.
And they have now invaded Super Earth. I will get in. I'll get into the action. Trust me. All right.
I think it's time to get back in for me.
Yeah. And the thing is, too,
it's been a year.
It's also very funny that this is coming out basically the same time that Marathon's, demise is coming. It feels very, this trailer.
Sony's like,
they're like, well, look over here. Check this out. Yeah. This trailer looks cool, huh? And it does look really cool.
It does look good.
It looks awesome. It
looks amazing.
So yeah, this, it's a major update. Luminate, they've invaded Super Earth, as you can see. A lot of the combat is in an urban environment. I wish I could play the sound for this. I can't.
It sounds great.
But it's very funny, too. They're talking about, like, changing, like, making their playgrounds into battlefield and stuff that, which is so funny.
I heard someone say, like, we're going to fight in the intersection on the street. On the playground.
Yeah.
This is really funny.
These guys at the studio really kind of...
They nail their sense of humor.
Yeah, the sense of humor is perfect. I'm excited for this. It looks like it's going to be a blast. It's out now also, which is what it said right at the end of that trailer, is it's out now. Go check it out. I'm excited. I am going to get back into this as well.
I'm going to play it
tonight. Excited to play it. It looks guaranteed. Awesome. Also, the other thing too, AI teammates were shown in the trailer. So you get AI, like, meat shield idea, I would assume.
So I can play by myself?
Well, it's probably not as fun, but you can. But then,
Sometimes it's not fun.
Okay, so wait a minute. Not AI teammates, more like AI grunts. So, like, they're just meat shields, essentially, to kind of fill the environment as well. They
can't, like, revive me or anything?
I don't think so. Not from what I saw in the trailer. Like, they're just kind of like there
NPCs.
Right, to get exploded and destroyed.
Okay.
So
it is in a city. It's in
exactly. Earth. It's in an urban environment. You're on Super Earth. Lots of people dead, but we'll win. Go check that out. Looks cool.
Dead Redemption.
Yeah, Red Dead Redemption 2. It's getting a Switch port, which is so funny. But the big news for me, anyways, and hopefully this runs well for Switch 2. Whatever, we'll see. I don't think so, but we'll see. Red Dead Redemption 2. Oh. I don't think there's any way.
I forgot it's coming to Switch too.
Yeah, that was part of the big rumor. Yeah. But alongside it, it's going to be released later this year, apparently, for Switch 2, the port. But alongside it will be a next gen update for the Series X and the PlayStation 5.
Rumors.
The rumor. That's the rumor from
a reported rumor
from multiple places, not just one.
Okay.
Well, that have made that rumor.
These game journalists, they like to report people's reporting.
Okay, really quickly. That's what we're doing. This should be your guarantee.
Yeah.
Your guarantee should be that this is not coming out.
Oh, my guarantee is that this is not coming out this year.
Yeah. Okay, my guarantee is it is coming out this year. If it's coming out,
that was our bet.
If it's coming to Switch 2, if it's coming ported to Switch 2, they're going to release the next gen update at the same time.
No,
there was actually a timeline that I forgot to grab as well regarding the Red Dead Redemption and the GTA 5, like how they were put together, essentially, in terms of like when Red Dead Redemption was brought back to backwards compatibility.
You're not having a stroke right now?
No. Versus when GTA 5 was ported to PS4 and Xbox One.
Oh, I gotcha.
There's like a genuine timeline that actually makes a lot of sense. There's no, if this doesn't happen now. For Red Dead Redemption, Red Dead Redemption 2, to have a next-gen update for Series X and whatnot. A
current-gen update, I'll be fine with.
Yeah.
Just 60 frames. Give me 60 frames.
I mean,
a game as slow as...
By the way, game came out in 2018. It's been almost 7 years.
Okay.
Since that game came out.
It's not coming this year.
6 years, 7 years.
Sorry, it's not coming.
They're not going to release it after GTA 6 comes out.
If they announced it, that it's coming to Switch 2 and a next-gen or current-gen re-release, whatever they want to call it.
Yeah.
I would have still said not coming this year. Talking about Rockstar.
It's absolutely going to come this year.
Okay. I can't wait to get a free lunch out of
this. They're not going to release it after they release GTA 6. There's no way. There's absolutely no shot.
No. Yeah.
GTA 6 comes out in May of 2026.
Yeah. Guess what? Grant, another guarantee. Not coming out May 2026.
Oh my.
Coming out fall 2026.
Even if that's the case. What, do you think they're going to release the Red Dead Redemption 2 upgrade in May of 2026?
Yeah, I do. Maybe. I think they're, if it is real, it'll come out not this year. My bet.
If it comes out, if it doesn't come out this year, the next gen, current gen upgrade, whatever you want to call it, for Red Dead Redemption 2, I'm okay with saying after that I think that GTA 6 is going to get delayed again. Because I would agree with that they would do... Delay GTA 6 again, and then on the May date that they were originally going to release it, release the update. Do you really think
that anything, even Rockstar stuff, is going to cannibalize GTA 6?
You're proving my point. Oh, wait, you think it won't cannibalize whatsoever?
No, not at all. I don't think anything
would. No, but
I don't think a meteor strike would.
But why even risk it? What's the point? Just release it.
This is more.
Just release it 7 months early.
Maybe because they like they want to be consumer friendly. How about that?
Companies made almost $2 billion off of a game that came out 10 years ago.
You always think that these people are evil. I don't think
they're
evil.
I don't think it's evil, but they're not.
They're good people.
I don't think they're bad people, but their goal is to make money.
Yeah, of course. You can still make money by releasing Red Dead Redemption 2 remaster or whatever you want to call it, upgrade.
Right.
And they won't call it a remaster.
Do you think? No, it's going to be an upgraded version of the game.
It's just going to be a game that's playable already, but now it's at 60 frames.
And you think the team, the group that has already people assuming it's going to be $100 when GTA 6 comes out, is going to be consumer friendly and do what? Release it for free?
No. Well, man, that'd be nice.
They're
not going to release it for free. Maybe for a $10 upgrade, like a lot of other players do or teams do. But yeah, I don't think I don't think it'll hurt GTA 6 sales at all.
No, it's not going to hurt their sales at all. I think Rockstar, but you know what they're going to do? They're going to make more money if they re-release the the Red Dead Redemption 2 upgrade. And isn't that not the goal?
Hold on. The GTA 5, the upgrade that runs at 60 frames on my PS5, I didn't pay for it. It came. Now my PS5 version runs at 60. Before, it ran at 30.
So
I didn't pay for the upgrade.
There is a upgrade you do pay for that. Yeah.
There was a PS4 upgrade, I guess.
Right.
PS5.
So they didn't do that for free. They do. There is an upgrade. Also, I believe you can buy the GTA Online upgrade was free, but I believe you have to buy the story mode for the Series X PlayStation 5 version.
Okay.
So that's my point is that it's not gonna be free. Like, they're gonna make you buy it again. Granted, it'll probably be a cheaper version, of course. Yeah.
Else. I'm just saying, my guarantee is not coming out this year. They had all hands on deck on GTA 6. All hands on deck.
No, I feel like this has been done for a while. They're just waiting to put it on the Switch 2 or something like that. A bigger
that's a possibility.
A bigger release.
Okay.
Fall again. Put it in the fall. Whatever. Everybody will go back to it. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Switch 2, man. Looking good. I'm going to get one.
He's going to get one, and then he's going to come back one day, and he's going to be like, I sold it. I just don't play it. I'm playing everything else.
Whatever. I'll hack the heck out of that thing, too.
You've never played, but you've never been a Mario Zelda guy.
I'm a huge Zelda guy. I just haven't played it in 10 years. I love Zelda and Metroid. And I've said on the show, the thing that's going to get me into a Nintendo console is a brand new Metroid. And guess what's happening?
Yeah.
New Metroid's coming out. So there we go.
You know what? To each their own.
Yeah.
Is what I say.
Anyways, that's good news.
Yeah. Jimmy T Guarantee. We're getting new games.
Oh my gosh. Games releasing this week?
Yeah.
Blades of Fire?
Look at that. A trailer for it right now. Perfect timing. How about that, ladies and gentlemen? Blades of Fire, that's yours.
Okay.
Don't steal mine. I'm trying to read it.
My bad.
Comes out for PS5, Xbox Series X, and PC, May 22nd. Is that today?
Nope. Today's the 20th.
Yeah, 20th. It comes out on Thursday. This game looked pretty cool, I guess. It's a turn-based strategy game from what I could...
Oh, Jimmy's into one of these
I'm
now.
Back in. I'm gonna play the hell out of this. Let me tell you. Probably not. But, you know, trailer looks kind of cool. Gameplay looks pretty cool. Yeah. So yeah, this comes out the 22nd. A lot of the character design is pretty cool as well. I like some of the character design of this. Blades of Fire comes out this Thursday. You can check that out here in 2 days. Cool. As of recording this, 2 days. And if not, you know.
Not Game Pass.
Is it
a full price game? Doesn't look like it.
I did not write it down, but I'm not 100% sure. This one, Deliver at All Costs. This one has been kind of popping off recently. Another isometric game released basically the same time as The Precinct 2, which is funny.
Cool.
And this one, you can, the selling point you're seeing in the trailer, you can just drive through everything. Your car is actually made out of a tank material. Making that up, but you're literally just running through every single thing possible and you're delivering everything at all costs.
This looks amazing.
This looks pretty cool. I kind of want to play this. Look, you get small car too.
Oh gosh.
PS5, Xbox Series X, PC as well. Also coming out May 22nd. Also that Thursday. So looks like this game looks kind of cool.
Dad and Odin Grant.
A Grant game? A second Grant game has hit the YouTube channel. It's this one, Deliver at All Costs.
This looks pretty good.
It does look pretty cool.
Good name, too. I like the title.
It is, yeah. This is a good name. Deliver at All Costs. Plus, a lot of the physics look pretty impressive.
I see some slowdown, but maybe that's just the video.
It could be the video. But I like if you're looking at the trailer here, a lot of really good. Like, this is GTA-level driving physics that you're seeing, even more so. because there's less to it, but you know, yeah. Still. Anyways, deliver all costs. Check it out. I'm going to check it out too. How about that? This one I didn't have a trailer for because I was very confused about it.
Animusha?
Yes. Okay. So I'm going to pull this up because it really confused me. Whoops.
Even look, we're stealing her artwork now too.
Animusha 2. What was it called? Samurai's Destiny. Okay. So do you see what I put next to it?
For Xbox One and PS4?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you think I'm reading something wrong there?
Well, I don't know. It's probably PS5 and PS4.
That's what I would think too. But
it's
don't look at my birthday.
Just type in January 1st, 1972.
Nope. My birthday. So look at this. Look at this. This is on their official page.
PS4.
PS4, Nintendo Switch, Xbox One. In the year of our Lord 2025, we're releasing an HD remaster for PS4, Xbox One.
Well, I mean, I get it because it's a PS. This is a PS2 game, so your PS4 can run it.
But so remastered, but couldn't your PS5? Why? Yeah. But the thing is, why isn't it not the PS5/Xbox Series X isn't anywhere on this page?
I don't know.
Is Capcom like 10 years behind right now? Are they just like, we're going to release this for Capcom PS4? Capcom
is living real good.
Oh, I mean, of course. They made Street Fighter.
I mean, they made one of the best games of the year so far this year, and they have more to come.
What was that?
Oh, man. You don't even know. Monster Hunter.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's true. Monster Hunter Wilds, is that what it's called?
Not Wild. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about that. But yeah, you can't. I just thought it was really interesting because you can't find it. Like, don't mention the Series X or the PS5 at all anywhere.
The Animusha 1 remaster came out for PS4. So.
Yeah. Maybe. But so they have the new one, and this was the trailer that we both thought was really cool from.
Yeah, that's the new one.
From whatever.
State of Play.
Yeah, stupid thing it was that they keep doing that I can never remember. They're all together now. But the remaster, also they called it an HD remaster, which I was like, man, Capcom really is.
Well,
they're lost.
The original is sub HD. Right. So.
Why not a 4K remaster?
You mean UHD?
Right.
Okay, whatever. Who cares?
You see what I'm saying? I saw this and I was like, I thought I was getting duped. I was like, is somebody messing with me? Is this a real game that's coming out this year, May 23rd, 2025. So if you own a PS4 and Xbox One.
I do.
I do too.
I love Animusha. They're cool.
I want to play the new one because the trailer looked amazing in the new one.
The trailer did look good.
But, you know, we'll see. We'll see if I end up. Oh, man, I'm not going to play this one. I'll be honest with you. But, you know, still.
Whatever.
Anyways, what's coming out.
Are we going to do our game?
Yeah.
Or games we're playing?
Let's do games we're playing first.
Games we're playing.
And I'll pull up the game.
We have a lot to talk about because we're both playing.
True.
Doom.
Yeah, Doom. You want to play? You want to go first or me?
I don't know. We got. Hold on. A lot of chatter.
We got a lot of chatter out there.
Okay. You go first.
Okay. So
I have a lot to say about it. So
hold on. I'm going to pull up our game first. You go first.
Okay. Doom the Dark Ages. I'm going to be honest. Slightly disappointed. I think it's a good game. I've said this to you off camera, but it's not what I really wanted. It's still a great game. My biggest problem is that the best things about this game are the visuals and the wow factor, like the dragon riding and the big mech thing.
Yeah.
And the music and all that stuff. But during its best moments, like the dragon riding, is when it gives you the worst gameplay moments. So the worst part of the game, gameplay wise, is the dragon riding section, which is a huge level.
Yeah.
And
it's multiple levels too.
Yeah. And visually it's amazing. But when you lock on and you get to, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't make any. It really does feel like it's from 15 years ago.
It doesn't. Yeah. It feels like Panzer Dragoon, but worse. And the mech fighting, which is really cool visually, it was just a button masher.
Yeah. You're basically pressing RT over and over again.
And it was bad. but it looked good. So when I'm playing, I'm thinking like, oh, this is mediocre gameplay. But my wife who's watching me, she's like, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen. So I'm kind of stuck in this weird position where I didn't feel this way with Eternal. Well, I did with gameplay elements in Eternal that I didn't agree with when it was kind of forcing me to play a certain way to get ammo and stuff like that. I didn't like that. But in 2016, I didn't feel that at all. And in this one, I like the levels. I like the atmosphere. I love the graphics.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous game.
Outside of like just the very bright colors that kind of clash with the Dark Ages aesthetic, but it still has a Doom feeling. So it's hard to kind of hate on it for that. But it's really just the gameplay being mid while the action on the screen is a 10 out of 10. I don't know how else to explain it. Sorry for you Doom fans. I'm not a Doom hater. I've been playing it since 1993.
Yeah.
I love Doom, but this one is I'm done playing it. I played it for about 6 hours. I'm good.
So I beat it over the weekend.
Okay.
I got to the end.
That's crazy. How long was it?
It's not that long.
I'm not very far from it. I played four or five hours. What chapter were
you on? Do you remember?
Oh boy. Around 10.
Okay.
Eight.
You're probably, as it states, you're probably about halfway done.
Okay.
Give or take. I think the thing, so I liked it. It's not my favorite one. It might be my least favorite one.
But that doesn't 16.
Yeah. Eternal? But that doesn't mean it's bad. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
No,
it totally makes sense. Does what I said make sense for you? Do you feel that
way? I get what you're saying. And okay. I'm going to follow up on that. I think that the newest parts that they try to give you to show off the big monster or your mech suit, your very Pacific Rim style gameplay. And then also the dragon part. Those are kind of like the newest features for the game and the newest big steps for the game, but they do really lack in terms of variety after you do it the first time.
Yeah.
They really don't change very much. And that is disappointing a little bit.
Yeah.
When you got like the newest stuff and the biggest new stuff in the other games, whether it be Doom 2016, like the BF, like every new gun too felt like a new thing you were getting. Yeah. And then in Doom 2016 or in Doom Eternal, when you get the grappling hook and whatnot. Yeah. It all opens up
everything.
Yeah. It makes it feel like a totally different game. And this one, it was just kind of slices where you're able to actually use that. And this one as well, the other like kind of, not big negative I have, but negative, is it does feel like your weapon allotment isn't nearly as diverse for each situation. So you get certain weapons, and a lot of the time I found myself not using like one particular gun ever in the game, like at all. Cause I was like, I'm like, this isn't anywhere near as good as the combat shotgun
or the,
and you can get upgrades to make it fit the play style it to work with. There are certain weapons that I was just like, I'm not going to use this ever because the shotgun called, not the combat shotgun, the
super shotgun.
Super shotgun. Thank you. The super shotgun is just really good. So much better than everything else. I'm just going to use this forever.
I really appreciate games, first person shooters that have really good shotguns.
Yeah.
Well, that's one of them.
I mean, Doom is probably the most iconic shotgun.
Yeah. That
ever. Yeah. That was a big negative for me. A negative though. I did try to force myself to try to use a bunch of different weapons as I was playing the game. But it was just kind of like, I'm dying more when I'm using these and I'd rather just rip and tear through things, That was a negative. I will say on the positive side, I do think it feels very good. I like the parry system. I think it's a good idea and it works pretty well for this game. The skyscapes are incredible in this game. They look amazing. Found myself multiple times just kind of like stopping on the edge of something and looking out to like all the stuff that's going on in the distance. Something that was kind of similar to that had that sort of appeal towards it was Titanfall 2.
Yeah.
Is another one that was kind of like that. I think that part of it is really good. And the game still feels really solid. It controls pretty well. It doesn't control as well as previous games.
Well, because you're heavier. I know what I had to do. I just turn on auto sprint.
Yeah.
That made things so much better.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense.
So much better.
You are heavier in this game. Yeah. Like you feel a lot heavier.
But it's not a slow game.
It's not slow. It's still fast. Not slow comparatively. But comparing to the other Dooms, you're definitely slower. Yeah. In this one, which some people might like, some people might dislike. To me, the perfect version of Doom is right in the middle of Doom Eternal and Doom Dark Ages.
Yeah, I think so.
Where you have, and there were times throughout Dark Ages where I was like, man, I really wish I had the grapple hook right now.
Yeah.
Because I could, you know, because you're slow and this could rip me right to somebody as I can super shoddy them. So that, you know, that was kind of a negative. You didn't like the story very much?
No, I hate the story. The story is stupid as hell.
It's very Doom, which is dumb.
It's like Power Rangers.
Yeah. My favorite thing about the Doom stories.
Or a bad Marvel movie.
Yeah. My favorite thing about the Doom stories is you get to the end and you beat the bad guy. And then it's like you're going into the next game and it's or whatever. And yeah. It's like you beat the last bad guy. But wait. There's an even bigger bad guy.
Yeah.
And then that's just how it goes for every Doom game.
It's so bad.
It's really funny. So yeah, I don't know. It's still a very solid game and I want id to make these for eternity, to be honest with you. They're so well made. They're incredibly pretty. Like the other thing that I noticed about this game as well that I really liked is just like the destruction that happens around you. So like when you land in a certain area and there's like a shack next to you, if it's made out of wood, it'll just explode because you're heavy and you can just run through things and whatnot. Yeah,
it's really cool. Bumper mode.
It's really cool. And then when you have your Pacific Rim suit on and you can just run through all the towers and stuff like they're nothing. If I felt like Godzilla, it was awesome.
It's cool.
This game's great. I thought it was a solid game. Not my favorite of the newer Dooms.
That's why I was slightly disappointed.
Yeah. But I think this is a good, it's a good point to be where they can kind of take it in a bunch of different areas in terms of gameplay and whatnot. So,
all right. Can I talk about what I'm playing for God's sake?
Yeah. I'm also playing Doom 2016 and Doom Eternal.
Oh, really?
I re-downloaded those. I'm going to play those again just to kind of reconfigure my feelings about all of
them. I feel that I did the same thing, except for I didn't go. I went back further. I started playing Rage.
Well, yeah.
Not a great game.
Maybe the ugliest game of all time. It was disgusting looking.
I think it looks good. It's just, it's got, not, it looks like a tech demo.
Right. It doesn't look like not in our style. It's just, well, yes.
The driving is cool. I must say the driving around is cool. Then I played I was trying to play Quake 4 and it doesn't run on Steam. So I bought it for a 360.
It is 2025.
My 360 version doesn't work. So then I was like, okay. I looked online to figure out how to, you know, run it on my PC. So I found out I had to change like the document, like whatever, Notepad, use Notepad stuff, plug it in. I forgot what it's called. But it works now.
Yeah.
I can't run at ultra, but I can run at very high with like
loser alert.
And it's a lot of fun. Settings. I know it's not made by id, but it's made by Raven Software under id's, you know,
guidance
of some sort. It's really fun. It's a old school 360 era shooter that you just go forward and shoot and run, jump, rip and tear. It feels good. Then I started playing.
Quake had a story, by the way. Did you know?
Yeah, Quake has the Strog.
Blew my mind when I found that out.
I mean, Doom has a story that blows my mind too.
I mean, true. Yeah.
It's a bad one.
Another one of those bad stories that's told bad.
So then I started playing. I was like, I like this 360 era games. Play the Darkness, baby. I love the Darkness.
Mike I'm releasing it. Ain't no more.
Such a good game. The Darkness 1 and 2. They're very different from each other, but they're so good.
Yeah.
My God. You got to play those. They're really good. And the Xbox Series Auto HDR thing they do with 360 games, it looks really good on the Darkness. Really, really good. Yeah. And in their settings, in their video settings, so this is old school settings, but you can change like a profile of like a video profile. There's like six different ones and they offer different lighting and it's really good.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
It's a very lighting heavy game. It's called The Darkness.
Right.
You have to shoot the lights out and stuff.
Yeah.
But anyways, it's really fun. I love that game. That's it. That's what I'm playing. Doom was a little disappointment and I'm still messing around with Claire Obscure a little bit.
I'm going to beat it. I am going to beat it. I wanted to beat Doom Dark Ages. So we talk about it.
You have a podcast to worry about.
Exactly. That's why I beat Doom Dark Ages.
All right. So
Dark Ages.
Let's go. Let's do this.
Do we got games to play?
Yeah.
Oh, let's play some games.
Oh, I can't wait for that. This is fun. What is this called?
This is called Guess the Dot Game.
Okay.
I already have answer number one. This is easy.
You know this one?
No, I don't. Okay. I don't have this one.
I have to really stare at it. I'm going to look at the thing. Can you turn this?
Yeah, actually, you want me to just put this?
Yeah. Oh, man.
How am I going to type it, though? All right, whatever.
Oh, that's a JRPG of some sort. I'm going to say Eternal Sonata. That's a shot in the dark for
Eternal
sure.
Eternal Sonata.
Yeah.
Boom. Submit. Submit.
Nope. Oh, my gosh. Metacritic 79?
79% on what Metacritic. What is
that little guy doing?
I don't know. He's standing guard.
I don't know.
This is almost...
I don't know.
This isn't like a Fable game. No. It's too... doesn't look good enough for Fable.
Okay. Just go to next. I don't even have a guess. It looks like a PS2 era. Dynasty Warriors. Yeah, right.
Random Dynasty Warriors throw.
No.
Origins. No, that's the new one.
That's not even close.
Xbox 360. Oh, there's a plant.
That's why
here.
It said Eternal Sonata.
Is this,
wow, I'm somewhere.
You know what around. This looks like? This looks like Conquer Live and Reload, but not Live and Reload.
No, it doesn't.
But this looks like the Sunflower thing.
Okay. It's a JRPG through and through, 100%.
What's the...
I just can't.
It's not that. Never mind. I was going to say something stupid.
I don't know. Maybe it's a Tales. I think a Tales game. Just
Tales,
type in Tales.
Vesperia.
Yeah,
that's it. Yeah, I remember that one.
Good job.
Let's go. We're one for one.
I knew it. I'm really good at this.
All right. We all got to be good at something, you know? All right, next one. Oh, come on now. This is a Quake/Doom. Look at this guy. I recognize that.
I don't know.
Is it not?
This might be. Hold on.
Is it
hold
Unreal on. Tournament?
The slant makes me think of the slanted wall.
Yeah.
It makes me think of System Shock, the System Shock remake.
There's no way. But look, this doesn't look.
My boys, System Shock.
I don't, remake. They might not even have that in here.
Why? System
because Shock. Technically.
Remake.
Is it literally System Shock
yeah.
remake?
Yeah.
No, they don't have it. Your little wagon. You know what I think it is? I'm just going to throw it in here. Unreal Tournament 3.
It wouldn't be that.
Check. Oh.
Gosh, man.
87% on Metacritic. That's a really good rating.
This is Doom 3, maybe.
That's what I was thinking, too. Doom. It does look like Doom 3. Ugh. It's an ugly game.
God. Yeah, there we go.
Ugh.
Perfect.
Dude, Doom 3 looks ugly, man. There's just a film over it that I like don't enjoy looking at.
Doom 3?
Yeah. And also, I want them to show a picture. Oh,
you don't like that id tech from that era.
Yeah. Well, and also there's like.
So good. This game is amazing.
I know, but there's a lot of like.
I'll play this Doom over the new Doom any day.
Stop it. There is the thing about 100%. This too is when you see the cutscene too. We came into that. It was that time during cutscenes where. Everybody thought it looked a lot better than it actually was. So yeah. Everybody's eyeballs are moving all around and their mouths are moving all weirdly and everything.
Yeah, dude, it was a graphical so powerhouse bad. When it came out. I bought a video card for it, my NVIDIA X850.
What image did that have on it?
What is this one? This is a new game.
This is the Darkness game, not the Darkness.
No, it isn't. This is Earthworm Jim. One.
Earthworm Jim. Two.
Yeah, it was part two. Right. It was part two.
Earthworm. Dude, speaking of games that make me want to throw up.
Yeah, I know. Earthworm Jim 2. Dude, I'm real.
Do these games not make you... Does this game make you want to throw up?
It's one of my favorite games of all time.
No. But does it make you want to throw... Like, just in terms of like the way it looks?
No.
You don't think so?
Shiny Entertainment? Dude, these guys are awesome.
I don't think they're bad. I just... Every time I see it, I'm like...
Dude, they pretty much...
Dude, come on!
That looks amazing.
That makes me want to throw up.
That's funny, because that's not part... Oh, it is part two. That's a bad guy from part one, though. Second level. All right. Are we going on to the next
spitting.
One? Last
How
one?
About no vomiting?
Oh, I love that one. He tosses little puppies. You have to catch them, and say, if you miss them, they splat on the ground. It's hilarious.
Oh, man.
All right, one last
no,
one.
No, we got three more to do.
No.
Yeah, we're doing three.
This looks like a Studio Ghibli anime.
This does look like a Studio Ghibli.
So I'm going to go with what's it called?
Are there any, does Studio Ghibli ever make a game?
Oh, man, what is that game?
Ghost in the Shell.
It's not Final Fantasy. I forget what it's called. I can't, I'm blanking. Just You do this.
I got it.
Avatar? I mean, that looks hand animated.
Ooh, it was close. 85% though.
Oh, now it looks like a, now it looks like a, what's it called? The guys that make Unicorn Overlord. Vanillaware.
Yeah.
It's a Vanillaware game, I think. It's the game with the girl protagonist. I forgot her name. I don't know. Just go. Skip.
PC, PS4. So, Sony exclusive.
Yeah, I can't PC. Remember. I can't remember what it's called.
This is definitely a JRPG.
I know what it is, but I can't remember what it's called. Yep. It's like the...
Dude, this is the pinball one we got last week.
It's the guys who make Bastion, now that I know. So, hold on, I can do this.
Now you're running out of time.
They make Bastion.
Look at this guy.
This is a game that came out... forget it. It's like NBA Jam. They have a little mini game.
It's like NBA Jam?
Yeah, don't do it. Forget it. It's Super Giant Games, so I don't know.
NBA Stop. Jam, that wasn't it. Pyre.
Pyre. No, I was never going to remember that.
It was a pyre of garbage.
It was actually a really good game.
I'll leave it up there.
The hell's wrong?
Next one.
No, not next one.
No, we got a couple more. I know this one. This is the one where the 2D side scroller, and it's the kid that has the nightmare, or it's not a nightmare, Into the Darkness? Is that what it's called? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. The PlayStation 1 game?
Yeah.
Heart of Darkness.
Heart of Darkness. Thank you. That's probably not it, but...
No, it's not.
We're getting somewhere. Boom. 66%.
I don't know.
Could this be a Spyro game? No.
No.
Doesn't look like it.
Everybody is like, not going to get this right.
PS5, Switch, and PC. Yeah, interesting.
It looks like that one game that's like Dark Souls inspired, isometric, top-down.
Little I know what you're talking about. Yeah, it's hand-to-hand combat, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's a little sword. No, not hand-to-hand.
Oh, what am I thinking of? I don't know. Well, it's a Lego game.
Oh, gosh.
it's Horizon.
Oh, Lego Horizon.
It's the Horizon game, yeah. That's why it's PS5. It's Horizon.
Oh, you got it, at least.
Look at that. Finally, we're going another. We got two more. Two more until we're caught up to next week. What are we scared? We're 40 minutes on the timer. Come on. And I know this is Beauty and the Beast, the video game.
No, it's not Beauty and the Beast video game.
That's the candelabra.
It is not.
Well, do you got a better answer?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Beauty and the Beast. Go ahead.
I knew it. Damn it. 87%. This is first person. He's electrocuting a little wolf pup.
I don't know. I don't
the
know
what hell this is that?
I don't know.
This is first person, though. That's his hand. That's his hand. Definitely.
Okay.
He's shooting an electricity thing.
Please skip next one.
Is this it's Darkness. PS5. Look at this. What is this?
Looks like an alien, but
that looks like very phallic.
Keep going.
No, we can get this from this picture.
Telling stories about me. Oh my god.
We can get this from this picture. We can. I'm skipping. Ability finish. RPG open world. This is a Monster Hunter game.
Maybe.
2025 though?
No, it's not Monster Hunter.
Yeah.
Whatever. Don't know. I don't know what it is.
Skip. Finish. A Stellar Blade. You little. It's got to be Stellar Blade.
That's not Stellar Blade.
There is a Stellar Blade.
It's Khazar.
What'd you call me?
Khazar or whatever. K-H.
K-H?
K-H. K-H.
Oh.
Not K-A-H. K-H.
Khazar.
There you go.
Genghis Khan 2, Clan of the Grey Wolf?
No.
Oh. It would have popped up if it was okay. In here.
Forget it. I don't know. It's not it. So boom.
I'm going Khazar. Like that. Go.
Ninja Kazan.
Let's go Nooper Disney World DreamWorks Superstar.
There we go.
Square Enix. This is Monster Hunter. You threw me in the wrong direction.
Not, Monster Hunter is not made by Square Enix.
Oh, I do that every time.
This is Final Fantasy 16, maybe. Yeah, it's 16.
You're the one that played this game.
I know.
Come on, man.
There you go, right there.
Is that right? Okay.
XVI.
Stupid. I hate Roman numerals. All right, last one.
No, come on.
Last one and we'll be done.
This is ridiculous.
Last one. Oh, Shadow Colossus. Oh, no. I know what this is. I know what this is. Oh, my God.
You do? Peter Jackson's King Kong?
If this is right, I'm leaving and I'm not even out trolling.
That's not it. This is Dragon's Dogma.
It's not Shadow of the Colossus, you don't think?
No.
It's not King Kong's. One of these days, King Kong's going to be on there and I'm going to blow my mind.
This is before. I don't know what this is.
Yeah, this is definitely older.
I don't know.
87% on the old Metacritic. PS2.
Oh, yeah. It looks like...
Is this a radar?
Yeah. No, it's a compass.
Yeah, it's a compass. Yeah.
So...
What is this?
I don't know. Skip. I want to see another one. Mags.
Oh, is this like Desert Storm?
SOCOM?
Yeah. SOCOM?
Just say SOCOM.
Is there a SOCOM game that only released on the PlayStation?
Tactical FPS. I don't know. This is Ghost Recon, probably. Ghost Recon.
Oh, Ghost Recon?
It says FPS, so...
Ghost Recon. SOCOM's...
Ghost Recon 2. There we go. First Contact.
This is 2000... Oh, future. Okay. It is third person. You're killing me.
What? They said FPS. It said FPS on the top.
You're right. This is a teammate. You're aiming over the teammate's head.
I mean, it looks like a Tom Clancy game, right?
Is that a person?
I don't know. Just skip. Dude. We lost. Whatever. Tom Clancy.
SOCOM.
It's not so... Yeah, try SOCOM.
God, look how many SOCOMs there are.
Not Fireteam Bravo.
You're the SOCOM guy.
It's not Fireteam Bravo.
Okay, is it?
It's right there. U.S. Navy SEALs. Come on.
We want that one?
Yeah, it's probably part two, but yeah. Go ahead. You got it. Good job. We should have said it a long time ago. I would have said it.
Dude.
The game said it was an FPS. SOCOM's not an FPS. First person shooter? No, it's not. Tactical.
Is this one FPS. Not a first person shooter? Maybe this one is.
No, it isn't.
That's for... Oh, no.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. FPS. And then they have the trailer of him not in FPS in third person. This game's a big liar. And also, this picture, if that's wrong, this picture's from King Kong. I hate to break it to you.
No, it isn't.
There it is. Peter Jackson's King Kong right there.
No, those are PS2 textures.
Yeah, that's true. 100%. This is too ugly. All right. We're done. We did pretty good on the game there.
Yeah, we did.
Shout out our audio audience. Just go check out the YouTube.
No kidding.
It'll make a lot more sense.
Our audio audience is sleeping.
Sorry, guys. All right. That's going to wrap things up from us. We'll be back next week. Hopefully with better news. Just in general. We'll get GTA 5 Total Remake or something. No, probably not. Better news in general. We'll see you guys next week. Remember, hey, like, follow, subscribe, rate as well. We appreciate it very much. See you next week.
Peace.